Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Del Mar, reminding owners and trainers to maximize your earning potential at Del Mar this summer. Ship and win. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, home of California's newest stallion, Forbidden Kingdom. And by HorseBills.com. Enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the newly renovated OC Tavern. Satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern. Satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing. Sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Pierplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to a Kentucky Derby Day edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. I'll be joined by my guest host, Bob Ike, in just a minute. Racing already underway at Churchill Downs. They're approaching the gate for race number 3. We'll update the conditions of the races and what's going on out there. A lot of racetracks already underway. The Kentucky Derby will go as race number 12 today at Churchill Downs, post time about 3:57 Pacific times. We've got a long day ahead, and to catch us up on many of the things going on, including us here at the South Point Hotel, we're at the exhibit hall, a massive space for the horse players today. We've got theater size big screens up, not only of Churchill Downs, but other racetracks around the country. Windows are open here, self-serve machines. It's a terrific place to watch and wager on today's racing. And I know they're having a good time over on the northwest part of town, too, at the Rampart. And that's where our regular co-host, Bob Ike, is located. Bob, good morning. Happy Derby Day.
Hey, same to you, John. Hope you guys had a great seminar last night. I know we did over here at the Rampart. Jay Privman, Dwayne Colucci, and myself had a nice crowd and very enthusiastic. I think there's a good buzz for this year's Derby.
I do too, Bob. We had a full house in the Grand View Lounge, and we broadcast the seminar live at thoroughbredla.com. And I understand the metrics were very good for people watching the seminar. So there is interest and a lot going on. Let's start off, first of all, Bob, by giving folks the conditions. We had some rain late in the card yesterday, more rain today. So what's the current conditions at Churchill Downs?
It's sloppy on the main track, good on the turf course. Two races have been run, as you said, John. They're just getting ready to spring the gate for race number three. First race on the card was inside speed wire to wire, and then the second race, the horse came from last. So even though it's a wet track, it appears to be a fair track at this point. This is another distance two-turn race on the dirt here. Race three, you can hear it in the background. And then John, and will be interesting to see how the turf plays, and we won't get a feel for that until what? I think the race. So I'm going to make a radio play in there and kind of be bold and see if I can get ahead of the curve on these turf races.
Well, there were two track records yesterday, one on the main track by Fierceness going a mile and a 16th, and then one on the turf course by She Feels Pretty. So both of those courses were very, very quick. I don't think a little rain is going to hurt it one bit. Bob, let's talk about, before we go over the Derby, let's talk about a recap of the Kentucky Oaks run yesterday and the Godolphin filly, Good Cheer, remains undefeated.
Yeah, she's 7-for-7. The weather came in yesterday, so she did it over an off track. That wasn't a problem because she'd already won at Churchill by 17 lengths over a sloppy track. It was a very handy win. She doesn't have a big turn of foot. She's kind of a grinder, but they start asking her at the quarter pole, and she starts running Brad Cox, Luis Saez, and they remain undefeated 7-for-7. It's hard to do, and she's head and shoulders above her class at this point in time, John.
Absolutely. And as far as the Kentucky Derby today, let's talk about that. There were two late scratches off of today's program. Rodriguez, who came up with a foot problem earlier in the week, and then Grande was a late scratch yesterday morning. So we've got a field of 19. Baeza did draw in the race. He'll be number 21 on the program. And let's talk about this. You went over it in the seminar. We did, John Hardoon and I did at the South Point. How do you see this year's Kentucky Derby?
Well, I think all things being equal, and if this horse handles the track and gets the right trip and ride, I have no problems or no faults at all with the favorite in the race, number 8, Journalism. I just think he's the best horse in here. I think he's shown it with his numbers, the way he's won. He overcame trouble in the Santa Anita Derby. I think he's a rock-solid favorite this year. I am a little concerned, but you have to worry about all of them on the track because these horses don't have a lot of experience. There's not a lot of off-track form, so it's going to be a question mark for all of them if, in fact, the track stays this kind of sloppy situation all the way through. It's a main track that will dry fast. If the rain stopped and they got some sun, you could see a lot happen on this track getting better by Derby post time. But I just think all things being equal, I think Journalism's the horse to beat. I've got him as a trifecta key over a few horses from my main play in there, and I'm rooting for this horse. I like the horse. I like the connections. I'm good friends with Michael McCarthy, and I'd like to see him get it done.
I tell you, I think there's been two superior training jobs going into this Derby. You talk about Michael McCarthy with Journalism. This is a horse that got sick a little bit after the Los Alamitos Futurity, brought him back to the races, and came back running. I thought he might need a race coming back. He did not. And he hasn't done anything wrong this year. And he showed that he'll overcome adversity in the Santa Anita Derby. He got behind a maiden that was setting the pace, got shuffled back, and he basically bailed out Umberto Rispoli going out around and running down Baeza, who had opened up on him. And that was very impressive. I have no doubt this is a horse that'll go a mile and a quarter. And, he's trained super at Churchill Downs. Now, like most California horses, he's never raced on a wet track, so that's a little bit of a question mark, but he's by Curlin. I don't think that's going to matter. The whole thing to me, Bob, is just, you saw Umberto Rispoli yesterday on AG Bullet try to come up the rail, riding the turf race. He got stopped cold. in the Kentucky Oaks, he rode a filly named Quick Kick, and the first thing he did was go down and go down the rail and try and save ground, and that didn't work. You know, he's a jockey that's got a reputation as being a turf specialist, and I just hope that he does a little bit of Luis Saez and, you know, kind of gets his horse out in the clear on good cheer. You got the best horse, don't get it stopped. And if
absolutely,
he does that,
John.
Yeah, if he has a clean trip.
That's my biggest worry. Yeah, sorry, John. That's my biggest worry. Don't ride the race like it's a turf race. This is not a turf race. The inside speed horses may be coming back pretty quickly on the far turn if the pace is as hot as we anticipate it could be. Ride this horse like you're on the best horse. Put him in the race early. Let him sit behind the speed. He's got tactical speed. Keep him in the clear. And if you need to go wide, go wide. You're on the best horse. Don't get stopped.
I agree. And if he does that, I think Journalism will win. I think the other option, and to me it's a two-horse race, I think Sovereignty's got a huge shot in here. Again, another superior training job by trainer Bill Mott. Another horse that got a little bit sick earlier in the year, missed his first three-year-old scheduled start, came back and won the Fountain of Youth. And then since he had the Derby points, he did not need to win the Florida Derby. I think he got a little bit of a schooling session that day. He won the Fountain of Youth over a Gulfstream Park track where the stretch is very short, going a mile on the 16th. He's going to love the long stretches at Churchill Downs. You see Bill Mott winning big races on big days for a reason. I think he's got that horse set for his all-time best effort. Whether he's fast enough to beat Journalism, we're going to find out, but I think he's the main threat. So those are the two horses for me, and I would love to see him. We've already seen some California horses do well yesterday, and I think there are a few more that can do some good today at Churchill Downs as well. So fingers crossed that everybody goes around there and comes back sound, and we'll fight another day. Bob, let's talk about a couple other things.
Bob Baffert won a race there with Goal Oriented in the third race. So you like you said, two winners for California yesterday, Michael McCarthy, Jeff Mullins. They sent out winners, so California is being represented well so far.
Right. You know, Bob already won a stakes race this week out there with Fort Bragg in the sprint race. So California doing just fine back in Kentucky so far. A couple of the notes that we need to talk about, the California Crown, the version of the it used to be the Goodwood. It used to be the, what was it? I can't remember the sire's name
again,
now.
Right?
The Awesome Again, yeah. Yes. And they tried to make that a multi-million dollar race and try to turn that day into what is the Pegasus Day at Gulfstream Park. Well, they spent a lot of money on that last year, and all of a sudden we find out this week, hey, no more California Crown.
Back to the Awesome Again, right, John?
To the Goodwood, I think.
Oh, Goodwood, is it? Okay. Well, we had we sort of had a feeling because we had inquired a couple times and there had been no sort of press or any kind of hype for this or any date that was kind of etched in stone. So it was an event that probably cost them a fair amount of money last year. They got a good crowd. I'm not sure how much money was put through the windows on the gambling end, but it looks like, to me, the California Crown was a one and done.
Yeah, it looks like it's, you know, the race will be back as a Goodwood. There's no way the purse will be $1 million again. And other purses like the Eddie D down the hill was $750 last year. You know that's going to come down. So we'll see what kind of day it shapes up to be when they get back to Santa Anita Racing in the fall. A good trainer, a guy I respected, and a terrific horseman retired this week. And that's Eric Kruljack, who trained the Chosen Vron, who was also retired earlier in March.
Yeah, it seems sort of appropriate. They kind of go out together. Eric had a long, solid career, good horseman. And the best horse he ever had was near the end of his career, and that was the Chosen Vron. And we always raved about what a great job he did handling that horse, all the stakes races he won, the way he placed him, whether it was cowbred or open races. And it seems sort of appropriate that he'll retire shortly after the Chosen Vron. So good career and good health, and best of luck to Eric Kruljack going forward.
Absolutely. One other note, too. Cal Expo Harness up at Sacramento, Friday, yesterday, was their last racing day, and that is now all wrapped up and done. So we're going to lose the harness industry here in California. Well, Bob, I know you've done the work, and as I have, and where do you want to go for a radio play, whether it be Churchill Downs, Santa Anita, or anywhere else you want to go?
Well, I put out my selection sheet for Santa Anita, races 8, 9, and 10. I like the back part of that card, and $144 in the late pick 5. Also gave out my Kentucky Derby selections and betting strategy at the bottom of the sheet. But I'm going to go to Churchill for my radio play. And as I mentioned, it's going to be a turf race, and we're going to have to see how that plays today, because in race number five, I like the two horse in here, Moving On Up for trainer Staffy Joseph and Jose Ortiz. I like both of her last two wins in Florida. I think she's getting very, very good right now. Does not need the lead and sit right behind it. In fact, I'm hoping she does sit behind the speed a little bit and then tucks in on the rail, gets the right spot. And the price is right there at 5-1 for an improving filly. So fifth race at Churchill, and that closes at about not an hour, John. So that's number two, Moving On Up at 5-1 on the morning line. No sheet for me tomorrow, John. I'm going to take tomorrow off and get in the car and come home early.
I understand that, and I'll probably be doing the same thing, Bob. It's been a long week, but it's fun, and we got a long day ahead of us. I put out Linda reports today for both Santa Anita and Churchill Downs, and I'm also going to go to Churchill Downs. The unbelievable card today of 9 stakes races, 5 grade ones, and again, we got a lot of California representation throughout the day. I'm going to go to a turf race as well. Let's hope the rain allows us to stay on the turf. Seventh race, the Twin Spires Turf Sprint. I thought number 7, Think Big, was huge last time, winning at Keeneland, coming off a series of races at Fairgrounds. When they put this horse on the turf, he became a different horse. He won on a good turf at Fairgrounds, which is kind of like a bog when it gets a little bit less than firm out there. So I don't think any rain is going to bother him at all. An improving horse at the right time, 4-1 on the program. Number 7, Think Big, race number 7 at Churchill Downs today. Bob, I'll let you get going. Say hi to Jay Priven. We'll see you guys at dinner tonight, and we'll trade either bad beat stories or success. One way or the other, we're going to have stories to tell.
Well, let's hope it's all good today, John. Have a great day. I'll see you tonight.
You got it, Bob. That was Bob Ike. Before we go to our first break, I want to give a word from a new sponsor, and that is NYRA Bets. You can dive into the excitement of the Kentucky Derby with NYRA Bets and score big with a double dose rewards. Sign up today, boost your Kentucky Derby bankroll with a $25 free bet and a $200 deposit bonus with the promo SADDLE25. That's SADDLE25. Join now to claim your $25 free bet and $200 deposit match bonus at nyrabets.com/saddle25. Let's go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we'll talk to Bob Mazursky, see who he likes in the Derby, and we'll touch base with Bet on Bruce Finkelstein. That's in our next segment right here on thoroughbredla.com and also on AM Angels Radio, AM 830.
Radio.
AM 830.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on, Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar.
The Del Mar Ship and Win program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to dmtc.com or contact David Jerkins in the Del Mar Racing Office at 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and Win.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf,
right now.
Down at Old Del Mar.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds or cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races in restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos and in Northern California. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative Breeders and Owners Awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred LA. This is John Lindo. I'll be joined a little later on the show live with John Hardoon from the Ragus and Sheets. But for now, we're going to go to Bob Mazursky in just a second. Want to get out our cowbred of the week, and that is Majestic Oops, who outfinished millionaire Hoosier Philly to win the $200,000 Dig a Diamond Stakes at Oaklawn last Saturday. Majestic Oops is by Majestic Harbor out of the Omaldivore mare. Miss Oops was bred by Dory Dory Crop and Crop, is owned by Sublime Stables and Crop, and trained by Dan Ward. She now has 6 wins from 28 lifetime starts, earnings over $376,000. And best of luck to the cowbred Boss Sully today in the Grade 2 Twin Spires Turf Sprint at Churchill Downs. Cowbreds all around the country making money for their owners. Let's bring in Bob Mazursky now from today's RacingDigest.com. Bob, happy Derby Day. How you doing?
I'm good, John. Same to you, of course. Having good luck today.
Same to you, sir. I wanted you to look at what I think is the most attractive race on the Derby undercard, and there's a lot of great races, but the eighth race today is the Churchill Downs Stakes, and it's an absolutely loaded field, and it also calls for the return of Nisos, who I thought was the best horse not only in California, but maybe in the country before hitting the sidelines last year.
No, I agree with you, John. He looked like he was going to be any kind of horse, and I wasn't sure we'd ever see him again, but here he is all these months later, ready to come back for Bob Baffert, who, as you guys mentioned, just already had a winner with a horse that was a ridiculous 4-1 morning line goal-oriented. He went off at 6-5. So Nisos, I think he'll run well. He's trained very well, but I thought there's a couple others in there that are interesting. Mulliken's coming off the bench. He's undefeated at Churchill Downs. He draws outside. They're both drawn outside, and then I thought Extra Anejo was a long shot worth looking at because he's a good late-running sprinter. He should get pace to chase. And I don't think he'll be 12-1, but I think he'll be a price. I'm kind of against Mindframe, who's the morning line favorite. I thought his comeback race would be one, but I didn't think he was ultra-impressive, so I might take a stand against him in that race.
It's a terrific race, and I think either way, there's going to be some horses to follow out of there. So that's the eighth race on the card today at Churchill Downs. Bob, two questions. Obviously, we have to ask you like everybody else. First of all, who do you like in the Derby?
Well, I like Journalism. And in fact, it's the most confident I've felt in a horse in the Derby probably since Barbaro all those years ago. So I think if he gets his trip, and as you know, you guys mentioned, all things being equal, I think if he gets his trip, he'll get the job done. I was impressed with all three of his route races. You know, he won the Los Altos Futurity to end his two-year-old year. Then he's 2-for-2 this year, overcame trouble in the San Anita Derby. So I definitely think he's the horse to beat. I just hope he gets a clear trip.
Absolutely. That's the whole key there. Boy, he sure reminds me of, I don't know if you remember, I'm sure you remember Barbaro, but he just gets that cruising speed and he just keeps going. And that's who he reminds me of running style-wise. And let's hope he gets a chance to show that today. As far as a play today, I don't know. Do you want to make a play at Santa Anita? Do you like something else on the Churchill Downs card? Where do you want to go?
I'm going to go to the 10th race at Churchill Downs. I like the comeback or Baba for Cherie DeVoe, she feels pretty ready to run off the bench yesterday. She was very impressive. Baba has never lost at Churchill Downs. She's run well fresh before. I like where she's drawn. So number seven, Baba, and race 10 at Churchill.
The 10th race at Churchill Downs, that's the Derby City Distaff, a grade one race. Number seven, Vava, 6-1 on the morning line, a Rad Ortiz aboard. That's Bob Mazursky's play. You can pick up all of Bob's selections at todaysracingdigest.com. Bob, best of luck today. Cash some tickets, and we will talk to you next week.
Sounds good, John. Take care. Good luck today.
That was Bob Mazursky. Let's head out to Las Vegas now, and we'll check in with the Bet on Bruce's Bruce Finkelstein. Bruce, happy Derby Day. How are you, sir? Oh, you had a little problem with that. We'll line him back up and get him back on up again. I tell you what, while we're waiting to get Bruce Finkelstein on, oh, we do have Bruce. Oh, great. All right, let's get Bruce on. Bruce, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, John. How are you?
Doing great. Happy Derby Day to you, and a lot going on with the cards already underway. We got a little rain already going on right now as they're in the paddock for the fourth race at Churchill Downs. So, you know, always got to throw the horse players a curveball, make things as difficult as possible, right?
I've never seen a rain forecast. Oh, I think there was rain forecast for six consecutive days this week at Churchill. Now, I think they were right two out of the six so far, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, and these rains come hard and fast. And you know, like you said, if the rains stay away the rest of the day, we might see a fast track by the Derby. We'll see.
Exactly. Well, you know, we have hours to find that out, and that track does dry out fast. One of the undercard races that I wanted you to look at today at Churchill Downs, Bruce, how about the Pat Day Mile? First of all, my first impression, I thought this race was going to be a little saltier than it turned out. There were so many horses that were supposed to cut back in the Pat Day Mile, but a few of them skipped the big dance, and it's still a good field. Bob Baffert is representing California. He's got two horses in here, Mattaquette Road, the 2-1 favorite, and Gaming coming off the layoff. He's got the first two choices, but it's kind of a difficult race.
It's a fun race, too, for that reason. And, I think one of the Bafferts has a look here, Gaming. I give him a chance. He's undefeated around one turn. He didn't run badly two-turning at Oakland last time out. I think he's got a real chance. I'm betting against Mattaquette Road today. I have not loved his races this winter, to be honest with you. He's got a terrible draw on the rail, and he's a front runner recently, and you've got a very quick course outside of him or two in Macho Music and Smoking Wicked. He's going to have a real tough trip there from the inside. So I'm betting against him. I have a long shot for you here. You got to love this name. California Burrito, the three horse, ran in the GR stakes at Turfway Park on the synthetic. He didn't run as bad as it looks. He made a right turn out of the gate, John. He pressed the pace three wide. There was a heavy backstretch wind in his face. And he made a big move, made the lead on the turn, got tired in the stretch, but he was right there for about almost a mile. He even jumped the tracks in that race. Go back and look at his earlier form, though. He was good over this track. He went in the slot at 7 furlongs. He ran well in another allowance race. He's a stakes winner. Look for him to be taken further back today. I think he's going to like these conditions. I think he's a good gamble here at a price of three, California Burrito. The two built, I think, is strictly the horse to beat, turning back in distance. I don't know about his passing gear, but certainly he's a fit with these. And the aforementioned number six, Gaming, who I think has a real look. So I made the race three, California Burrito, two built, and six Gaming.
So in the Pat Day Mile, Bruce Finkelstein says, make sure you take a close look at number three, California Burrito, a nice 12-1 on the morning line. Bruce, before I get an official radio play, we got to ask you, like all the other handicappers, who do you like in the Derby?
I like Sovereignty, I'll be honest with you. I think the big advantage I think he enjoys is a huge win over this track as a two-year-old in the street sense in late October. I thought he held his own in good form in Florida. That's a different racetrack. It's a sandy base, kind of loose track. He ran well there. I think he's better here, and he didn't even work that well in Florida. He's looked better since he's come back here. He's got a big kick. I think he's built for this race. I like Sovereignty. Journalism, no knocks against him whatsoever. For sure, he's got a shot, but I'm sticking with Sovereignty here.
That's the 18 Sovereignty, currently 9-1 on the pro right now in the betting and the Churchill Downs for the Kentucky Derby. And Bruce, where do you want to go for your official radio play, whether it be Churchill Downs, Santa Anita, or wherever else you cover?
Yeah, let's go to Santa Anita. I'm going to give you a videotape play. This is, I think, the best videotape play I have today on the card. The seventh race are Cowbred maiden races John, and check out the one horse, Silver I Am. You know, with the abbreviated, edited down version of the trip note on the right margin there, doesn't give you much of a picture. It wrote checked, shuffled, turn. What happened with Silver I Am, there is some truth to that, but let me embellish it a little more. He was avoiding down the backstretch. He was about middle of the pack. He was avoiding incidents in front of him twice down the backstretch. The first time was kind of a slight check. Then he had to do it again. He had to really put the brakes on again. He ended up finishing fifth in a good-looking race for the level, but it was much better than looked. And I really think you're going to see even better if he can just stay out of trouble. Race 7, the one, Silver I Am, at 8-1 on the morning line.
That's the seventh race today at Santa Anita. Number one, Silver I Am. A nice 8-1 on the program for Bruce Finkelstein. Bruce, what do you have available today at BetOnBruce.com?
Full card analysis at Kentucky, Churchill Downs today with audio. Full card at Santa Anita with some late races from Aqueduct, audio included also, all at BetOnBruce.com.
Sounds good, Bruce. Enjoy the day. Let's cash some tickets, and we will talk to you next week.
Take care, John.
That was Bruce Finkelstein. Let's go ahead and take our next break a little bit early because I've got our next guest, John Hardoon, sitting next to me here in the exhibit hall at the South Point. Give us a few minutes to talk a little bit. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Good. Love's your mama, loves Jesus, in America too. She's a good girl. Crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at BetOnBruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
Exciting nighttime weekend action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. The weekend feature is the Miss Princess Handicap on Sunday night, plus night racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool is often over $200,000. Remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players and racing fans. Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of simulcast action from around the country, including the biggest race of them all, the Kentucky Derby on Saturday, May 3rd. with a field set to be led by Journalism, winner of the Los Alamitos Futurity last December. All gates at Los Alamitos will open at 7 a.m. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the track of sunsets and stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. If you're looking for a place to watch and wager on all the races today, here are a couple options for you in Southern California. Obviously, we're in the race and sports books here at the South Point Hotel. But if you're out of there, if you're in the San Diego area, you can go to the Paddock on 5th and the Gas Lamp Tavern, 868 5th Avenue. If you're in Orange County, first of all, at San Clemente, you can go down to the OC Tavern, 2369 El Camino Real Road in San Clemente. Los Alamitos is open for watching and wagering already. Santa Anita open. And if you're in the Inland Empire, the Derby Room at Fairplex Park, they're already open and ready to serve you. So a lot of options to get in your wagers today on all the races at Churchill Downs and everywhere around the country. Let's go ahead and bring on our next guest, and we don't have to go to the phones. We just can look next door here. John Hardoon from the Ragazin Sheets. And, John, first of all, happy Derby Day.
Happy Derby Day to you, John, and thank you for having me. And what a terrific seminar we had last night, a great crowd, and a lot of positive feedback.
Yeah, we filled the Grand View Lounge yesterday, and there was a lot of views, apparently, on our live streaming, whether it be on ThoroughbredLA.com or the South Point website. And how about the size of this exhibit hall they're using for a Kentucky Derby party?
It looks like two football fields, literally. It's
massive. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's bigger than the grand ballroom. And it looks like most of those tables are being used already, and we're all for early in the day. So it's just incredible. They do want horse players to come out and play out here. And when you look at the food prices and everything else, you know, somebody told me yesterday a hot dog over at the Churchill Downs is $16.
Yeah, that's cheap. Yeah. They found a cheap stand. Most of them are probably more than that.
Well, you get an awful lot for $16 around here in this ballroom. So I think we're in the right spot and a great place to view. I got nobody blocking my view, and it's just fantastic. We've got all the other tracks on another big screen up here. So it's a great setting. Wanted to talk to you about not only the Derby, obviously, I'm going to ask you that in a minute, but I wanted you to look at a race that the three-year-olds are on, the American Turf. It's the ninth race on the card today, and I know you'd like to horse at a little bit of a price in here, so let's look at the ninth race, the American Turf. Scratches in this race, number 8, Charlie's to Blame, and then the 16, 17, and 18 are out. Number 15 gets in, so you have a field of 14 on the turf in the rain. Good luck, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, we're certainly up against it with the weather, and they haven't run a turf race yet, so it's going to be interesting to see how the turf course plays. But I do like a price horse in there, and it's the number 6 horse, Maximum Promise, a 3-year-old colt from the Kenny McPeak barn. This horse is improving with each start. Ran on the turf in his career debut, and he actually ran sneaky well that day, breaking from a tough outside post. Last two races were on synthetic. Now switches back to the turf. Brian Hernandez aboard to ride. But what I like best about this horse is the price. He's 20-1, way too big a price. Number 6, Maximum Promise, certainly worth some kind of play at that price.
That's number 6, Maximum Promise, 20-1 on the morning line. Brian Hernandez for Kenny McPeak. They've done pretty good on Derby Day in the past. And that goes as the ninth race today at Churchill Downs. And again, before I get official radio plays from you, who do you like in the Derby?
I like Sovereignty a lot. You know, I think he's just, first of all, he's never done anything wrong. He's got 5 career starts, and he's actually improved in each and every one of them. I think the race is going to set up well. I think there's an awful lot of early speed, and it sets up for a closer. Listen, Journalism, he's a terrific horse, but again, he's going to have somewhat of a culture shock today when he's in a field of 17 or 18. He's not used to it, and again, everyone hasn't been on, for the most part, hasn't run on an off track, so we got that to worry about as well. Amazing how the weathermen, like Bruce Finkelstein was saying, predicted rain all week. We didn't have any.
Nothing.
And then all of a sudden today they made up for the last 4 or 5 days, and it doesn't stop raining. It's raining again now as we speak, and they keep sealing the track. So, you know, all that's going to take part of it. But I do like Sovereignty, and I think he's going to be right there. Listen, along with Journalism, I like Burnham Square. I think he's a fair price, and those are the horses I like, but I'm king Sovereignty.
And you know, doesn't part of that have to do? I trust a guy like Bill Mott to have a horse ready on a big day like today.
Yeah, he's a big time player. He's a big time coach. You know, these races and these days he excels on, and that's going to be the situation here. Junior Alvarado always rides well for him. He's ridden a lot of his big winners over the last couple of years, and I think we're going to see another one today.
Yeah, I think we saw a little bit of that, too, in the Florida Derby.
Yes.
He didn't have to win that race from an outside post. He got what he needed out of the race. He got the race into the horse without cooking him.
That's exactly what they wanted to do. They didn't want to squeeze the lemon.
Right.
They wanted to leave something there. And you know, he's coming into the race about as good as you know you could ask. And everything, it looks like all systems go. Again, obviously the track condition is going to play a part. But all things being equal, I do like Sovereignty.
Well, what do you have today at johnhardoon.com?
Well, we have Closing Day at Oaklawn. We have Santa Anita. We have Aqueduct. And, of course, Churchill Downs.
And, of course, I got to get a couple of radio plays from you. So where do you want to go first?
Okay, so let's go to Churchill and look at race number 10. And this is a terrific race. I mean, you got a couple of scratches in there, maybe five or six of them, but still a pretty full field. And I love the number two horse in here, Copion. Four-year-old filly from the Dick Mandela barn. This horse is really good now. Goes for third straight win. Kazuchi Kimura aboard to ride. Richard Mandel is the trainer. 8-1 on the morning line. You could expect a shorter price than that, but I do like Copion to win today's 10th race out at Churchill.
Churchill Downs, race number 10. That's the Derby City Distaff. Number two, Copion for Richard Mandela and Kazuchi Kimura. Currently 8-1 on the program. Don't expect that with the six late scratches out of that race. But this is a nice filly and another California horse that might do some running today. So this could be a theme of the show today. Copion, race 10 at Churchill Downs. And where else do you want to go?
Let's go to Belmont and look at race number 7. It's the Elusive Quality Stakes. It's 6 furlongs on the turf. And I like the number 9 horse in here, Alagon. A 6-year-old gelding from the Edward Allard barn makes his return to the races today. He picks an interesting spot here. I like number 9, Alagon, 9-2 on the morning line. Jamie Rodriguez takes the ride, wins today's 7th race out at Aqueduct.
And I know you're rooting because you like a horse in this race, Liberal Arts, who's just getting the wire on top for our good friend Stephen Ferraro and Evan Ferraro. Congratulations to them. They just won the 4th race on Derby Day at Churchill Downs. And it's hard to ride and do radio at the same time, isn't it, John?
I'm multi-talented. What could I tell you?
Nice pick, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. Best of luck on all the races today. Thank you for your help here and the pick at Belmont. I'll let you get off of here because I know you got to go cash some tickets now.
Thank you, John. Stay safe and be well.
Thank you for your help, John. Appreciate it. That was John Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. Let's go ahead and bring in our next guest now, and we'll head out and talk to Scott Shapiro. Scott, happy Derby Day. How you doing?
Good, other than that result getting run down by John's 9-5 shot. Other than that, I'm doing well, guys. Happy Derby Day to you.
Well, one of the guys that's here, Cash, so I know Mr. Hardoon was pretty happy about that. So
if you
need some seed money, we know who to ask. How's that?
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Excited for the day. And before I forget, if you see Chris Andrews, which I'm sure you will, can you tell him I said hello?
Oh, absolutely, I will. Yes, Chris is, you know him. He's a horse player like we all are. So,
yeah, no, when that's how I know him. That's how I know him. You know, I've never met him in person, but I've talked to him a ton of times via phone or Twitter. So, yeah.
We had a Derby preview show, and he likes Cafe Racers. He's on the Japanese horse today, just in case you need to know. And he's been known to pick a winner or two at a price. So, Chris Andrews, I know, is going to back his opinion. Yeah. Just tremendous. Well, Scott, I wanted you to look at one of the races on the undercard at Churchill Downs as well, and that is the Derby City Distaff. We've had some opinions in there. It's an interesting race. We have the California filly, Copion. There are some scratches, but, you know, you've got other fillies in here. Vava, who was one of the choices earlier. Ways and Means, we haven't mentioned. Emery, it's a good, good field. Scylla on the rail, a grade one race, $1 million. So how do you see the Derby City Distaff?
No, it is a great race. I think you could easily make the case the field is going to be as good as the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare sprint this year. Kind of looks like that kind of field. I saw it as Copian's race to lose. I don't think 8-1 on the morning line is going to happen, but I do think this filly has proven that she might be a cut above these at this point in time. She's one that's definitely moving forward. I have my questions about some of the other ones. Scylla, 4-4 at Churchill, but she's never been on the rail before. So she's got that challenge breaking from the inside today, coming off of a layoff and being scratched out of the Madison last month due to a fever. So it's a little strong against her. You mentioned Ways and Means. Hard to knock her, but also she's never run Her best races yet outside of New York. She always takes a lot of money. And I'm a little bit concerned about Baba. I know Cherie's hot. She can definitely win this race, but I think she's going to get bet. And last year before this race, when she was at her best, she had a race before this, and this is her first start off the layoff. So maybe a little caution of Baba to be the one capable. But for me, it's Copian in the Derby City Dispatch.
A little confirmation on Copian, the number two there at Churchill Downs in the Derby City Distaff. And before I get our official selection from you, you gave out Holster last week at Churchill Downs, a $10.42 winner. Got to ask you, who do you like in the Derby?
Yeah, I'm on the bandwagon of journalism with understanding why Mr. Hardoon likes Sovereignty as the next best option. But I think journalism, to me, I haven't been on a favorite in this confidence him running a big race in a long time. I might not ever be again if he doesn't run well, but I just think the course is primed for a big effort, and I think some people are underestimating where he'll be in this race. He's not going to be way, way out of it like you think. I think he's going to be one of the few that might be in that second tier, and I think that's going to benefit him getting a jump.
Well, Bob, I gave Umberto the riding instructions earlier on the show. You know, come out of there running a little bit, settle in a spot, stay in the clear, don't get the best horse stopped down on the rail,
exactly.
And let him do his thing. So, you know, if maybe we'll give Umberto a phone and we'll have Bob give him a call.
Well, it's tough because he's so used to riding the turf and saving ground, but this is not the time to, and it's great to do that, but this is not the time to worry about that.
Yeah, if you got the best horse, don't bring havoc into play if at all possible.
Right.
Not in a 19-horse field. Well,
exactly.
Scott, how about an official radio play for Thoroughbred Los Angeles?
Yeah, I'm going to take a big swing today. Journalism would be kind of my best bet play of the day of the remaining races. But the race before it, the Turf Classic, tons of money wagered on this race, obviously, as well. In fact, horse is Travers. And Cameo Performance is going to be a big price. This is a grade one name. I don't think it's grade one horses. Fun race, really good challenging puzzle, and a race leading into the Derby in terms of wagering. But I think this horse might have some upside where this rest of the field, we kind of know where they're at. Second start off a long layoff, came on well to finish third in New Orleans last time off the bench. So I like the second start of a four-year-old angle. I like the 20-1 morning line price, the blue sky as a board. Number 8, Cameo Performance in race 11, the Old Forest Suburban Turf Classic.
A big 20-1 on number 8, Cameo Performance. That is the 11th race, the Old Forester Bourbon Turf Classic at Churchill Downs for Scott Shapiro. You can pick up a lot of his Pick 5 sequence at ExpressBet.com. He's done the video analysis. Scott, enjoy Derby Day, and we will talk about the bad stories or the successes and the championships that we created through the day today. But enjoy it, buddy, and we'll talk to you soon.
Days you always remember, John, hopefully for the right reasons this year. Have a great time today.
You got it. That was Scott Shapiro from ExpressBet. Let's go ahead and take our final break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Matthew DeSantis from NYRABets.com. He's got a special offer to sign up today and get your wagering account up and running. And we'll touch base with Michael Rona at Los Alamitos. They've got a rooting interest in the Kentucky Derby as well. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles right here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down
the Del Mar Ship and Win program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to DMTC.com or contact David Jerkins in the Del Mar Racing Office at 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and Win.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf,
all right now.
Down at Old Del Mar.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out. Developed by Horsemen, Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at Horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo, reminding horsemen and owners in California to take advantage of Del Mar Ship and Win program. It's back. You get a $5,000 starter bonus for your first dirt start, a $4,000 starter bonus for your first turf start, 50% bonus for every start you make on dirt at Del Mar this summer, 40% bonus for every turf start you make. And if you have a maiden, you get a 25% bonus for maiden special weights on dirt, for 62,500 claimers and up on dirt. And that's for trainers who have less than 100 horses on the Southern California circuit. If you have any questions about the Del Mar Ship and Win program, call Racing Secretary David Jerkins at Del Mar, 858-792-4230. Let's go ahead and bring in a special guest, Matthew DeSantis at NYRA Bets. You've heard him on Mike Willman's show on Sundays. They've got a special promotion at NYRA Bets. Michael, good morning, and welcome to Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Should I call you Michael? Yeah. Matthew. I'm sorry.
All good. I'll respond to anything. But, no, thank you so much for having me, and thrilled to be talking to you today on what is going to be a great Derby day.
It's fantastic. Unfortunately for you guys in New York, we won't see the Wood Memorial winner.
Or the runner-up. They both scratched, both Rodriguez and Grande, unfortunately.
That's right.
The curse of Fusaichi Pegasus continues. We've not had a Wood winner win the Derby since back then. But we've had some good horses. A couple years ago, Mo Donegal and early voting finished 1-2 and won the Preakness at Belmont. So, hey, maybe next year.
Well, before I ask you for some selections, and I know you do the work, let's talk about what horse players can find today as a bonus if you sign up with NYRA Bets.
Absolutely. So if you go and sign up with Naira Bet, you use the promo code DERBY25, you get up to a $200 deposit match bonus and $25 immediately deposited to your account so you can use it on anything you would like, any wagers you would like. So that's a great promo, but we also have a ton of resources up on the app and the website. We have tutorials, we've got you covered on Kentucky Derby headquarters, horse-by-horse analysis, race previews, analysis, and so much more. So we got you covered no matter what level of horse player you are.
Well, Matthew, the question I'm asking everybody on the show, who do you like in the Derby?
Well, I did like Grande, but I ended up scratching into the favorite. Journalism just looks to be so dominant in this field. Two triple-digit fire speed figures the last two times out. He just can sit such a useful trip, I think. This race really does feel like there's a few horses up on the front end, and then there's a lot of closers. And I'm really looking at that mid-pack group as well. That's where I really want to concentrate my wagering. And so I think Journalism just fits the right trip with Riscoli. I think he broke from a great post position in eight. Will be able to save ground going around both turns. And I just think has looked so dominant. And that effort in the Santa Anita Derby where he encountered trouble in a short field but put his head down and just tracked down Baeza, I think really speaks to his overall talent. We'll see how he deals with the flop. But I do like a horse, Chunk of Gold, at a huge price on the outside. I think that horse is going to get overlooked. Ran a really good second place in the Louisiana Derby, and I'm going to use a little bit of an exacta play there with Journalism and Chunk of Gold.
Sounds good, Matthew. And I'm in Las Vegas where I'm allowed to bet any racetrack at any time. You got anything at Belmont at Aqueduct I should take a look at?
You know, I do actually. If you look at the Elusive Quality stakes, it is, or I shouldn't say the Elusive Quality, the Fort Marcy, I should say, the stakes race, it is a really interesting field because you have a horse that is a perfect 10 for 10, making his first start on the grass in North America, and that is K Army for Bill Mott. This horse is undefeated in Chile, a six-time grade one winner, and is making his North American debut off of a long layoff. I'm going to be playing against him. I think Deterministic at 3-1 is a more interesting play for Christophe Clement. But another horse, Tuscan Sky, who was, a horse that ran in some grade one races for Todd Fletcher, is now sticking to the turf. So that's a really interesting race later in the card. So in between the Derby, you can always play Aqueduct today and Belmont at the day.
Appreciate it, Matthew. Thanks so much. And I promise I will call you Matthew from the start next time.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
That was Matthew DeSantis, NYRA Bets. Let's finish up, as we always do, with Michael Rona, the track announcer at Los Alamitos. Michael, already a good Derby week for the Los Alamitos folks. I saw Look Forward, who did so well at Los Alamitos, come running yesterday to win the Eight Bells. And you guys have a rooting interest in the Derby today. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Yeah, I've been on Journalism's bandwagon all year since picking him, actually, the morning of the Los Al Futurity on a Sirius XM radio show that I do during the daytime meet at Los Al. Loved his Del Mar Maiden win, loved the Los Al Futurity win, happened to call his damn mopetism on numerous occasions at Santa Anita, including her win in the La Cañada Stakes. So I've got a couple of angles connecting me to this horse, and I see no reason to switch.
I don't blame you. I think he's the right horse if everything goes right for him. We're a little bit on short on time tonight, Michael. Let's preview what's happening tonight. You got the La Pacifica Handicap, and let's have a post time and a selection tonight at Los Alamitos.
First post is 6:45. Three-year-old fillies in the feature, race number 10, the La Pacifica, and the Los Al Oaks seems the dominant form line. We have the second and third place getters at the top of the market tonight in the shape of Powerful Wise Lady and Beach Walk, as well as Hot Temptation, who ran sixth in the Oaks and subsequently was a very good third against older mares in a stakes race. She has the outside gate and is the favorite on Ed's morning line, and I think is the one to beat, number six, Hot Temptation, in the La Pacifica. For a play tonight, there's a two-year-old in the eighth race, number five, Crypto Favorite, who came out of gate one very quickly on debut, was right up on the pace, but ducked in sharply at the gap, threw away his chance. I like his recovery past the finish line and in the gallop out, and he's 4-1. A couple of legitimate dangerous horses opposed to him, but at the odds, out in gate number five tonight, Crypto Favorite number five will be the radio play in race eight.
Fantastic. Eighth race tonight at Los Alamitos, number five, Crypto Favorite, 4-1. Michael, enjoy the day. We'll be listening you to tonight, and we'll try and get us out for the day on Crypto Favorite in the eighth race at Los Alamitos.
Good on you, John. Peru.
That was Michael Roner from Los Alamitos. I want to thank everybody for joining us today on a special Kentucky Derby Day, wishing all the fans the best of luck with their Derby selections. Mike Willman will have a recap of what happened today from 8 to 10 tomorrow morning, and we have the SoCal Restaurant Show right after us today. I want to thank everybody for listening, and whatever you do, let's hope we get all these horses back safe and sound after the races today, and we can all fight another day. Best of luck. Cash some tickets out there, and we will talk to you next Saturday on Thoroughbred LA. Good luck.
The young folks roll on the little cabin floor, all merry, all happy and bright. By and by, hard times.